7 years ago this summer, Wisconsin brokered a deal with Foxconn, one of the world's largest electronics manufacturing companies. Foxconn had plans to manufacture TV screens at a location in Mount Pleasant dubbed Wisconn Valley. It promised to create 13,000 jobs and a $10 billion investment across the state. In exchange, Wisconsin offered $3 billion in tax incentives. Despite the investment, Foxconn hasn't come close to the promised jobs or investment. Now Microsoft is building a data center at the site in an effort to salvage this deal. But will this time be different? Larry Sandler, a local writer and contributor to Milwaukee Magazine, sits down with Lake Effect Sam Woods to discuss what happened to the Foxconn deal and what Microsoft plans for the site.
Let's start back at the beginning. What is Foxconn and what was promised in the deal brokered in 2017?
So Foxconn is a Taiwanese technology company. It has a lot of plants in mainland China and elsewhere. They're probably best known for assembling iPhones for Microsoft. And they have other technology interests as well. And so what they promised originally back in 2017 was that they were going to build a very advanced plant for liquid crystal display screens, what they called a generation 10.5 plant, really big screens, first one in the country, and they said that this was going to be just a huge thing that they would invest $10 billion in and bring in 13,000 jobs.
Well, and did that happen? What happened in the years since?
So none of that happened. I mean, it
set you up for that one.
It really did not happen. None of that happened the way that Foxconn originally said. First, they scaled back the plant and said, okay, well, it's going to be, instead of a generation 10.5 plant, it'll be a generation 6 plant. It won't be quite as big screens, but it'll still be a significant plant. And then that wasn't coming together either, and they came up with all sorts of other ideas, like during COVID, they manufactured some face masks there, but then they were talking about robotic coffee kiosks and electric cars or car components, and also back to the pandemic, ventilators, and that stuff didn't happen. So it really was falling short of its promises, and also the state incentives that they had some guidelines that they were supposed to meet in order to get the $3 billion in state incentives that were promised, and they weren't coming anywhere close to those benchmarks. And so that deal got renegotiated and, you know, went down from $3 billion incentives to $80 million in incentives, and based on a lot less investment and a lot fewer jobs. And they've made like about 73% of the much lower target. There's been about 1,000 jobs and, you know, maybe $500 million in investment.
So as you're kind of explaining this story right now, you're highlighting the point that this story is often told through numbers. As you mentioned, some of these $10 billion in promised investment, $3 billion in tax credits, 13,000 promised jobs, paying around $53,000 in annual salaries, all of that stuff, all very, very numbers heavy in the story. But I want to take a step back and ask you, you know, who was living on this land when the deal was struck, and what happened to these folks to get this center built?
Yeah, so a lot of this was farmland, and some of this was farms that had been in people's families for generations, and they were offered good money to give it up, but still it was very difficult for some of them to give up this land that had been in their family for so long.
Yeah. And in your article for Milwaukee Magazine, you outline a litany of promises made by Foxconn that did not materialize. And, you know, you listed a few of those here just a moment ago. But did Racine County and Wisconsin benefit in any way from this deal?
Sure. There were some benefits, one of which is that the deal with Racine County was structured so that Foxconn would have to pay the property taxes as if they made their original goal. And so starting this year, they had to pay property taxes as if they had created $1.4 billion in additional value, even though they did not come close to that.
Yeah, interesting. Has Foxconn pushed back on that at all, or has been able to push back on that at all, or is it just kind of straightforward in the contract?
Like, this is what you're going to pay? It's in the contract, and to my knowledge, they have not protested or tried to go back on that.
Gotcha. Does Foxconn have any lasting presence in Wisconsin today that is tied to this deal?
Well, they still have some of the original site that they're using. They've built, you know, at least four buildings on that site. They do have about 1,000 employees. They had built or leased five buildings elsewhere, one each in Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Racine, and Green Bay. And they said that the one in Milwaukee would be their North American headquarters and therefore would be technology centers. And there's very little evidence that any of that happened. And so a couple of those buildings are up for sale and the others are mostly going to be leased.
Gotcha. Turning more to the future, what is Microsoft promising on the site?
So Microsoft says it is going to build a data center on this site. And they haven't gone into a lot of detail about what their plans are, but they have made some promises as to creating another $1.4 billion in economic value. And I don't think they've made any specific job promises. They've said that their data centers typically employ about, you know, between 300 and 400 people. But they, unlike Foxconn, they did not ask for any incentives. And so they didn't have to promise anything to get incentives. I think they did get a sales tax break that wasn't specifically tied to them, but will help them out a little bit.
You mentioned Microsoft is promising to build a data center on this site, but what exactly is a data center and how does it create economic value for the state of Wisconsin?
So, I mean, essentially, this is a building with a lot of computers in it that stores a lot of data. And as a result, it is not as labor intensive as a factory would be. And so there aren't as many jobs tied to it. But there is still significant investment that will increase the property taxes and the value of that site. And possibly it could serve to attract other companies, particularly technology companies, to that site. You know, the fact that there would be, you know, 300 to 400 employees in addition to the 1,000 or so that Microsoft already has there also keeps that site humming and, you know, possibly attracts some spinoff businesses as well.
Gotcha. So, you know, we find ourselves in another situation where a company is promising things, promising economic value, promising jobs at this site. Is there reason to believe that Microsoft will keep these promises, just given that Foxconn fell so short so recently?
So there's a very different track record here. Foxconn was kind of risky even to begin with because at the time that the deal was being negotiated, it was reported that they had broken their promises to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for a much smaller plant that didn't get built at all. I mean, there's nothing at all that they built in Harrisburg. You know, whereas Microsoft, they have a presence in Green Bay, in the Titletown development up there, Titletown Tech, as well as a TechSpark program that they've started in terms of education. And their president, he has ties to Wisconsin. I believe he grew up here or went to high school here. And, you know, we know where they live, so to speak. They're not a foreign company. They have ties to Wisconsin. They have ties to the United States. They have a lot of business that they do here. And so I think that every indication is that this is something that Wisconsin can take to the bank.
Yeah. Well, Larry, thank you so much for joining me on Lake Effect and for catching me up on, you know, what is happening with this site, because I'll admit it did fall off my radar a little bit recently. So I've appreciated your efforts in catching me up on this.
Thanks, Sam. The pleasure was mine.
Larry Sandler is a local writer and contributor to Milwaukee Magazine. His article in this month's issue outlines the past and future of Wiscon Valley. He spoke with Lake Effect Sam Woods. And you can have a say in our 2024 election coverage by filling out our election survey. You can find a link at WUWM.com. What you tell us will inform the stories you hear on Lake Effect and WUWM.